worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's. Verses 1 through 17, Exodus chapter 20. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for the privilege we have as individual believers and as the church of the Lord Jesus Christ to know you, to be able to serve you, and to walk with you each and every day. Thank you for just the church, your church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, and thank you for us as a nation as well. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation and as believers who love and follow you, help us to put you first. Help us, Lord, to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. Rick is going to share a word of prayer with us at this time as well.
Father, we come to you today to lift high your name, to praise you. You are such a wonderful God. We're thankful, Father, to have this relationship with you, understanding it's because of a great sacrifice, your Son dying on the cross for sinners like us. Thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. And as always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. I'm blessed to have once again as my co-host, Jade Holifield. Jade, good to have you with us today.
My name is Victory. No,
Victory Jade, that's right.
Look, I
have to
both.
Remember which one to go through. So there goes Kitty sounding off, too. She's glad to have you on as well today, too.
It's always a joy. It really is. No, I'm kidding with you. You know I'm kidding.
But we appreciate you coming on and sharing. And, Victory, today we're going to be looking at a very important topic. We're going to be sharing about a project we have underway called the Ten Commandments Project, Aggressively Discipling Our Youth. And we're going to have one pre-recorded guest on and a young man also who's from Illinois who will be sharing by phone his speech on the Ten Commandments. So we'll be sharing more about the Ten Commandments Project in just a few moments. But as our listeners, again, we want to encourage you to email us to get information about the Ten Commandments Project because I want to challenge absolutely every listener to pray about how the Lord would use you to take a project like this, to get involved with aggressively discipling our young people. Victory, it's one of those situations where we live in a world where, sadly, we see the devil's trying to swallow our young people alive.
He didn't like them. He hates all of us, but he hates them. And he uses these gadgets that we call cell phones, the television shows, you know, all these things. Like, I truly believe the reason why that there are children who think that they're gay now is only because of things that they've seen on television. I know that actually. They don't wake up one morning saying, "Oh, I think I'm gay today." No, it's the influence of this world. And I love that you're doing a project like this, the Ten Commandment Project, which you can read about it also at AFA.net. If you go to AFA.net and go to the search box, type in the Ten Commandments Project, you'll read all about what Pastor Parker is talking about.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And so I'm going to share the article entitled The Ten Commandments Project, Aggressively Discipling Our Youth. And in a few moments, we're going to hear from two young people, from Autumn, who's 7 years old, and Charles, who's 14 years old. Both of them did speeches on the Ten Commandments, which is a part of our project. Yeah. So I'm going to share the article. And again, you can email me to get a copy of the article, because I hope you'll do it, because it gives all the details about the project and how you can get involved. And again, it's... you know, Victory, it's such that every listener can get involved in some way or another.
Yeah.
So,
even
again,
the adults.
Exactly, exactly. The Ten Commandments Project, Aggressively Discipling Our Youth. Psalm 119, verse 9 says, "How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word." And then Psalm 119, verse 105, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." The Ten Commandments Project is a powerful tool to help believers in the church reach out to our children and youth in our world and culture. By the power and promise of God's Word, it can really make a major difference. This project is used both to share the good news of Jesus Christ and to disciple them with one of the most fruitful and powerful teaching tools in all of the Word of God. In our world, which seems to be set on fire by the kingdom of darkness in so many ways, the genuine answer to all the world's problems is the powerful water of the Word of God. As you can draw out from John chapter 4, verse 14, John 4, 14, John 7, verses 37 to 39, Ephesians 5, verse 26, and Isaiah 55, verse 1, and actually the whole chapter of Isaiah 55. The Ten Commandments are found in full in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5. They share God's moral law, His great wisdom, and provide insight for living a life that honors God. My wife, Birdie, and I have had the privilege of helping to lead this project in our community for a few years, and it's been both an exciting and rewarding journey. Should God call you to do this too, you'll see how fun and beautiful a project it really is. The American Family Association is interested in helping you to cast a vision for other believers, churches, and groups that would be interested in doing the Ten Commandments Project or a similar one in your own community. Just contact us. Contact me at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. We'll be glad to email you this article and information about this project, and we'll look forward to hearing from you. Proverbs 9, verses 10 and 11 tell us, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. For by me your days will be multiplied, and years of life will be added to you." Well, this is how the project works. Here's the basic approach we've used to lead this project. We take around a six-week period of time to meet once a week with a group of children and or youth, and we've worked with children from elementary grades through high school in various venues like local churches, Boys and Girls Clubs, and the like. Those clubs have been a key venue in two different cities in our state, the state of Mississippi. We share the gospel with children each week and invite them to receive Christ, and we teach biblical truths that relate to and are drawn from the Ten Commandments. We ask each child or youth to memorize in short form the Ten Commandments as seen below in this article. Upon memorizing all of them, each child will receive a free T-shirt with the Ten Commandments printed on the back. And the shirt, of course, is a witnessing tool as well. The Ten Commandments, in short form, are, "You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself any graven images. You shall not use God's name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor your father and mother. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not tell lies. You shall not covet." When the youth is ready to receive the Ten Commandments from is ready to recite the Ten Commandments from memory, he or she does it before their peers in the group setting. Some may get all ten the first try, but typically most have not done it on the first try. Also, when a youth is standing before his or her peers attempting to recite all ten, they're actually drilling each other on the Ten Commandments. During the 6 weeks, we take the time to teach the youth the meaning and importance of each commandment. We use movie clips, music videos, and critical teaching tools to help teach the truths behind each of the Ten Commandments. The video tools can actually help to draw them into discussion about the insights behind each commandment. It's been a very fruitful and rewarding journey, as I've mentioned, since we began this project a few years ago. We see it as a great way to begin to plant the life-changing Word of God in the hearts of our children. Also, it clearly is a proactive way to both carry out the Great Commission among our youth and to fight and protect them against many of the tragic ways and tools the enemy uses to try to pull them into darkness. Now, specifically, the Ten Commandments Project speech contest is as follows. And we do have a couple beautiful speeches that will be shared on the broadcast today by two different young persons. We're inviting young people from ages 0 to 18 to participate in this project. We're asking each participant to write a speech or have someone to help them write a speech based on one of the Ten Commandments. We ask that the speech would be, this is a suggested length, 3 to 5 minutes in length. It can be longer or shorter, but that's a suggested amount, 3 to 5 minutes. Also, please use your cell phone or any other means to record your speech. Send the link and the video to jparker@afa.net. If you need help in writing your speech, we're glad to assist you by phone with this. Just let us know. The award schedule for the Ten Commandments Project is as follows. For the Ten Commandments Speech Contest winners, first place is $150, second place $125, third place $100, fourth place $80, fifth place $60. All participants receive a $20 gift certificate up to the total of $1,000 that can be redeemed in the online AFA Resource Bookstore. Every youth who participates receives a free Ten Commandments t-shirt as well. Participants are encouraged to write, record, and send their video to us as soon as they have opportunity. The submission time for the speeches ends July 31st, 2021. If you are a parent that simply wants his or her child to learn the Ten Commandments and win a t-shirt, you can do that very easily. Simply have your child to memorize the Ten Commandments in short form as printed in this article. Have your child then to recite the Ten Commandments out loud to you by memory. When he or she has memorized and recited them to you, give us a call. Let us know he or she has recited the Ten Commandments to you and give us the youth size. And finally, send us your mailing address and we can send the Ten Commandments t-shirt to that individual child. So that's the way anyone can participate in this part of the project. A project such as this helps the church to be on the offensive, doing the work of God and discipling our children. The Ten Commandments become a tool to do spiritual battle with the kingdom of darkness. The devil is behind the school shootings, abortion, youth dying from drugs, and or youth being incarcerated as they break the other commandments and reap the consequences. Our children and youth desperately need to hear the gospel and to be discipled in the powerful word of God. If this project interests you and or your church family and you'd like to get involved with this project, AFA wants to help you do just that. Simply email me at jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Or call us at 1-662-844-5036, extension 381. We hope to hear from you. And you're welcome to work with the children as young as you wish to work with them in order to get them involved in this project. So there is no such thing as a child too young. If you want to draw them in, they are welcome to participate. Father, thank you for the Ten Commandments Project. Thank you for the two youth that will be sharing the speeches on the broadcast today. Father, flood their lives with grace, peace, and mercy. And Lord, all the other young people that have already gotten involved or that will get involved, do a mighty work in their hearts. Help them to draw closer to you. Help them to come to know you. Help them to come to learn to walk with you and to live as bright, shining witnesses for Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen.
We're talking today about the Ten Commandments Project, and in just a few minutes, you're going to hear two powerful speeches from two young people. We'll be right back.
My soul awakes to give.
Planet Shakers with Only Way, a reminder that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, the only way to receive eternal life. Again, Only Way, Planet Shakers. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. My co-host today is Victory Holofield, and we're talking today about the Ten Commandments Project again, and it's a project to help you aggressively disciple our youth. And we're encouraging every believer to recognize that God has called the church to carry out the Great Commission, to go into all the world and make disciples. And you start in your own home.
Amen.
You start in your own home, and it's important that we're seeking to disciple our children, our grandchildren, and other youth we need. And I would mention, I know of one precious grandmother lives in Kansas, and she got her grandchildren involved.
Come on,
and she's
Grandma.
Gotten a number of young people that she knows involved, and
come
she's
on.
Gotten, I had the privilege of sending T-shirts to her several times as she distributed them. So that's what we're encouraging,
yes.
Because we need to be aggressive about discipling our young people because, yeah. Again, sadly, we see the devil's trying to swallow them alive. We see so many young people being just affected so, and see, we hear of young people killing each other.
Yeah.
We hear of young people bullying each other. So many sad things, but
yeah.
They need Jesus. Our
desperately.
Children need Jesus. They need the Word of God, and that's a part of what this project is about.
And can I just say this? You're the parent. You're the guardian. You can make them do it. when I think about being the position of a parent, you can make them do this. And I think these incentives of first place, second, $150, $125. I know some people may be thinking that's a little bit too much, Pastor Parker. But I love how you've said this to me many times. You're either planting seeds or you're watering, because before you know it, they're still grabbing hold to the Word of God. So
that's
hey,
right.
God
that's
can
right.
use cash to get them to know them commandments. Before you know it, they'll be like, oh, man, the command was number 5 where it says children obey your parents, you know. So the Lord, he'll use this project to touch the lives of these young people.
And, you know, of course, and as believers, we realize it's not about the money per se. We know
right.
It's not about the prizes. But as we figure out ways to, by the grace and the wisdom of God, to plant the powerful Word of God in our children, that's mm-hmm. what they need, because children have so much. They're taking in so much toxic darkness in other ways. So,
wow.
But we're going to go ahead and we're going to listen to a speech by a young lady by the name of Autumn. Autumn is 7 years old, and Autumn is actually still in school. Otherwise, she probably would have been with us live. But she did a speech on one of the commandments. So we're going to listen to Autumn at this time.
Hi, my name is Autumn Avery Thomas, and we will do my speech. The commandment that means the most to me is honor your mother and father. It is important to honor your parents because it is pleasing to God. We have to listen and obey them. We cannot be ugly or rude to them because that will not make God happy. We want to make sure that everything we do is pleasing to God. We have to do what we are told even when we don't want to. This is important because we want to make it to heaven. I will always do my best to honor my mama and my dad. I will even listen to other grown-ups as well.
Amen.
Can I have her? She's precious.
She's a precious little lady. Wow. She sent in a beautiful video, and she's dressed up like a little princess, and she shared her speech, did a beautiful job with it. And again, the commandment, honor your father and your mother, is the commandment. So that was Autumn. And as I said, Autumn is still in school. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, she would have been with us
alive. Can I say what stood out to me with her speech, she wrote? She kept saying, I do this to honor God. If I don't do this, this will not honor God. Like, and it makes me think of Psalms 51, verse 4, where David said, I sinned against you and you alone. And we all remember what David did. David was a hot mess. Mm-hmm. But he recognized that he sinned against God. Ultimately, when we sin against God. So when you disobey your parents, you're ultimately sinning against God.
That's
so
right.
I love that she kept bringing that up. Like, I like that. All right.
Beautiful speech.
Come on,
by
baby girl.
Autumn, at 7-year-old. Now, we also have with us, actually on the line with us today, Charles. Charles is, he's going to tell us where he's from, though. But Charles, how are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, doing good. Doing good. And, of course, Charles, you're going to be doing your speech on the same commandment that Autumn did hers on. Charles, you're 14 years old, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And now, do you live in Chicago or near Chicago?
I live near Chicago.
Near Chicago.
Oh,
okay.
Shatown.
Chicago, Illinois.
Top suburban.
All right. Okay, then. And, Charles, what grade will you be going to this in the fall?
The 10th.
The 10th grade.
Charles, you're getting old, brother.
Well, Charles, again, thanks for being on today. And before you do your speech, can you tell me, how do you feel like doing this has encouraged you in your life, doing this project?
It encouraged me a lot because a lot of people don't obey their parents and listen. And when they don't listen, they go out and do bad things, and terrible things may happen that they might regret in life. So I just take this as a lesson to listen to my mother and my father and always do what they taught me and don't go behind their back and do anything wrong.
That's right. That's right. Thanks, Charles. Okay, well, Charles, you're going to share a speech on honor your father, your mother as well. Go right ahead.
In the book of Exodus, in the Word of God, we first find the set of commands God gave us known as the Ten Commandments. In Exodus 20, verse 12, the Word of God tells us, 12, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. The specific command, honor your father and your mother, is a command that children and youth can learn much from. Parents are to teach their children to obey them and to respect them. It's very important for all children to learn to obey and respect their parents. It's the parents of a child that will teach the child many of the first lessons that child will ever learn in life. As a parent teach their children to obey and respect them and their authority. The child can also learn that listening to and obeying authority is important. When a child properly learns to respect and obey their parents, this can help that child learn to respect and obey other authorities in the world. Sadly, when a child doesn't learn to obey and respect his or her parents, that same child may not want to respect his or her teachers at school. And that child may not want to respect the police in society or a judge in a courtroom. A child who does not learn to obey and respect his or her parents may run into trouble everywhere he or she goes. Why? Because knowing how to respect and honor authority is important everywhere in our world. There is a recent video that was on the internet that show an incident in a court where a young man received a sentence from a judge. The young man got very upset after he heard his sentence and said some very disrespectful things to the judge and the court. After the young man said the things he said to the judge, that judge added 6 more years onto the young man's already heavy sentence.
Wow.
It does not pay to be disrespectful to authority.
Wow.
When children did not learn to respect their parents at home, too, often those children become rude, rebellious, and become some of the biggest troublemakers in the world. Mm. Also, when a child does not respect his or her parents, they are disrespecting God as well. And what way? Well, if a child disobeys or disrespects his or her parents, they are disobeying God and his command to honor your parents. Colossians 3:20. Tell us, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, we are told, but understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for people will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy. Notice that these verses clearly tell us that one of sad ways people will act in the last days is that people will be disobedient to their parents. Exodus 20:12 tell us, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that your Lord, your God, is giving you. This command seems to carry a special promise along with it. It appears to tell us that a child who honors his or her parents will live a longer life. So if a child tries to honor his or her parents, that child will probably live a longer and much more blessed life than someone who did not honor his parents.
All right, Charles. Thank you, Charles. That's a beautiful
speech.
That
was so good.
Powerful speech. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to come on and be with us and share that speech, Charles, okay?
No problem.
Charles, right. You a preacher? You a minister of the gospel?
No, ma'am.
you could be. I loved it. That was so good.
Charles, again, we appreciate it. And, of course, the project is still ongoing, so we look forward. Maybe we can get you to come back and share it again. So is that a possibility?
Yes, we'll have to figure that out.
All right. We'll look forward to that. Okay. But Charles, thank you so much for being with us today. Okay.
No problem.
All right. And let me say again to every believer listening to the broadcast today, again, Charles is 14 years old and Autumn is 7, two young people that are part of the Ten Commandments Speech Project. I want to challenge and encourage every parent that has a young person, get involved, help them, because again, this is a discipleship project. Part of it is about presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ to our young people so that they can come to know Christ, but also helping them to plant God's powerful word in them. Now, keep in mind, and I want to say this very clearly to every listener, don't make the big mistake of thinking, well, this sounds like a nice, sweet Sunday school project. This is about planting the powerful word of God in the hearts and the minds of our children.
Yeah.
God's word changes hearts and lives. It helps to develop character and helps us to grow in our walk with the Lord. So it's important that we help to do what we can to help plant God's word in the lives of our children. Were you going to say something?
Listening to both of Autumn was the young lady, right? Mm-hmm. And Charles, like I actually was writing down some of the verses that Charles was bringing up in his speech. And I'm just, you know, I tell even my bonus kiddo, you know, I'm a stepmom, you know, Ephesians 6:1, which is hits on children obeying your parents. Mm-hmm. It doesn't change when you become an adult. So if anything, I was listening to this, I was like, man, this still applies to me, because thank God both of my parents are still here. And mm-hmm. even though I'm an adult, I am still supposed to approach them in a manner of honor. Mm-hmm. And I love how he brought up about how that story with the judge, whoa, mm-hmm. like it starts in the home.
That's right.
I kid you not. One of my biggest pet peeves is disrespect. It's just, ooh, I can't stand it, especially when it's a child. I want to grab them. But I always think to myself, when I do come across one, like we went to the fair a few weeks ago, me, my husband, and my bonus kiddo, and these kids just don't say, excuse me, no, you know, no, yes, ma'am. Well, the ma'am part is because I'm from the South. But you know what I'm saying. Just respect, right, of adults. And I told my husband, it's the household. And one young lady, so there was a little fight, make the story quick, a fight that happened with these two teenage girls. I was on one of the rides because I'm one of those mamas. I'm going to intervene. Y'all better stop that. Like, that's just how I was raised. And make a long story short, when I got out, these two teenage kids were telling us about the fight, me and my husband. And you know, these girls started cursing in front of us like it was no big deal. And I told my husband, who would do that? And my stepdaughter told me, she calls me MJ. MJ, there's actually a lot of kids who cuss in front of their parents. Their parents let them. My mind was blown. So something like this is needed because, y'all, these children are the upcoming generation. We want to keep Christianity going, and we want to honor God, and that happens by us discipling our children so that they know how to disciple their children.
That's right. That's right. My email is jparker@afa.net. If you want to get more information about the Ten Commandments Project, please do. We want you to get involved and involve your children and children you interact with. My co-host is Victory Hollowfield. We'll be right back.
Newness.
Toby Mack with It's You. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We're talking about the Ten Commandments Project, aggressively discipling our youth. And remember this, our children need Jesus Christ more than the air that they breathe. It's so important that we as believers take very seriously the important responsibility we have of being able to be involved in the work of carrying out the Great Commission, helping people to come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and helping them to learn to grow up and grow strong. And, of course, a major part of that is discipling our children and our young people
as
well.
Come on. I'm getting excited. I'm trying to contain myself because...
Pete's getting excited, too.
Pete,
the prayer pup.
Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 3. Growing up, my mama had us not only to memorize it, but we knew it so well. Me and my two siblings, three of us, if we were disrespectful or doing something, she would say, Ephesians 6. And that was our cue to quote it. And I kid you not, the verse specifically, verse 3, always made us scared. And what I mean by that, I told my mom this later. I was like, Mom, seriously, you embedded that in us so much. I literally would be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to live long on the earth. I literally remember that. And I'm so thankful. She gave me the fear of God. She and my brother, he said the same thing. He said, man, that verse messed me up, Mom. Like it got in us because we wanted to live long on the earth.
And you know, Victory, let me share this. On the one, there's a humorous side to what you're saying.
But it's true.
But there's a very serious side as well.
Yeah.
Because right now, sadly, in the news, almost every day you hear of young people killing each other.
Yeah.
You know, one of the clear commandments says, you shall not murder. Mm-mm. And the fact is, you hear of, in the news, young people killing each other in school settings, in just in public settings. You hear of school shootings. You hear of shootings on the job. Hear shootings in churches sometimes. Again, people, and many times they're young people that are doing these things. Well, one of the clear commandments is you shall not murder.
Right.
And it's important to know, as we instill the word of God in our young people, it makes all the difference in the world.
It does. It does. And, you know, I think, you tell me your thoughts on this, Pastor Parker. I think when it comes to the Ten Commandments, we all struggle with certain ones of the Ten Commandments. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty natural for children and teens to struggle with the commandment number 5, honor your father and mother. Because especially, you know, that teenage, you're ready to become an adult, even though you're not, but you think you are. But I think when you become older, I know for me, the first two are the ones I struggle with. Specifically, number 1, you shall have no other idols before me. Idolatry is real. You know, and that's anything or anyone that you place above God.
I read this
book once, and I love the definition that it used. It said an idol is when your affections, when it has your affections more than God, that is an idol. So that could be your phone. That could be social media. That could be the desire for children. That could be the desire to get married. Am I stepping on some toes right now? That could be the desire of a job. Like where you idolize it to where you want it more than God, to where you want it more than spending time in the Word of God. And that's why I think it's beneficial not only for children to memorize the Ten Commandments, but us as adults. Because I tell my bonus kiddo all the time, child, I am not immune to sin. Yes, I am saved. I am converted. I know where I'm going. But I still live in this flesh and this fallen world as well. And I need the help of the Holy Ghost. And this is the beauty of coming to salvation, people. Y'all better hear me. Because what I want to make sure the young people realize, when you come to Christ, life doesn't get easier, but you got a helper.
That's right.
That's the difference. See, when you're not in Christ, you're trying to do it in your own flesh, in your own strength, and you can't. When you come to Christ, you have a helper.
That's right. That's right. In Ephesians chapter 6, it lays out for us the reality of life for us. Like it or not, we're all walking through a spiritual battlefield every single day.
Right.
This chapter lays out for us how the importance of putting on the whole arm of God. Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 20. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole arm of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. It is so important that we understand, like it or not, we're dealing with spiritual warfare.
Right.
And a part of our responsibility as parents and adults that work with young people is to introduce them to Jesus Christ, help them to come to know Christ as Lord and Savior, and then teach them how to walk with God as warriors in the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
Victor, I think of this, a very sad story on that was on the internet about three middle school girls got, just to make a long story short, two of them tried to murder their friend and almost killed her and didn't quite.
Oh.
She was very severely injured, but they were deliberately trying to kill her, and they seemed to have no remorse over it.
No.
So the reality is this. Somehow or another, see, they've been exposed to satanic darkness.
Yeah,
and again, the internet is full of it. It pumps toxic darkness into our young people. This is part of why it's so important that we as parents decide, I'm going to help my children fill up on the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
God's Word is pure light.
Amen.
It will always bless. God's Word ministers the mind, body, and spirit, our entire being, of our children and us as well.
Yes.
One of the most fruitful habits in all of life is that of reading God's Word and meditating on it every single day. And parents, you're wise to start the habit of having each of your children read three chapters out loud to you every day.
Mm-hmm.
Why? You're planting the eternal Word of God in the minds and the hearts of your children. There's nothing they need more.
Mm-hmm. We can do that. I love that Ephesians 6, verse 12, something stood out to me where it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
Right.
But so we still wrestle. We're wrestling against principalities. And it made me think of the word you've been using. We've got to aggressively disciple our children.
Exactly.
Y'all, the devil ain't playing with us.
Mm-hmm.
So why should we be lollygagging like, oh, it's okay. As long as they're going to church on Sundays, that's fine. You know, my child goes to Sunday school. And like, that's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You see scriptures telling us how the darkness, they are aggressively pursuing your children. Like we have to wake up to this. And I will say, this is an area where I sometimes can be a little bit too intense. And you're probably going to say, oh, you got to say something, Pastor?
No, go ahead. You're fine.
I can be so aggressive because I want, and I have to remind myself, Victory, that it is the work of the Holy Spirit that's going to move your child, not you. Because sometimes I'm like, man, I just want her to come to Jesus. Like, I want her to love God. And
it's so important that we realize that in all of life, the single most important decision is that they ask Jesus Christ to come into their heart as Lord and Savior.
Right.
Because that's the key to beginning life as you need to live it.
Right.
And once they come to know Christ, they need to start growing up and growing strong in their walk with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So the single greatest need of every human being all over the world is to come to know Jesus Christ. And so in just a few moments, we're going to invite people that are listening. If you're a listener and you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, today is a good day to do that. And I want to invite every single listener, if you've never given your heart to Christ, today is a good day to do it. Because remember, your true life will really begin once you accept Christ. And
Amen.
So as a part of the Ten Commandments Project, again, we're challenging every single listener. Please get involved with it. Email us at jparker@afa.net. We'll be glad to send you the information. And again, it's an aggressive project, an aggressive tool, discipling our children. All of us need to realize that the fact is, sadly, the kingdom of darkness is very aggressive. We're called to be more aggressive than the kingdom of darkness. So we need to take that serious.
Can I tell you one of my biggest pet peeves is when I've heard people in the church, that's too much. Don't go so hard with the Bible on your kids. I've had somebody to tell me and my husband that we were going too hard with the Bible with our child. Bump that. And I said, bump. And I'm like you, because you just said it. Satan is not, he's not sweet and kind at all. So why should we be less?
Satan is a terrorist.
Yes, he,
and he wants to destroy. He wants to destroy everybody.
That was heavy, Pastor Parker.
And that's who he is.
For you to be so nice, that was very heavy. I like that. That was good. Yeah.
But as we end our time today, again, there may be someone, one or more persons that are listening. You've never accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior. I want to invite you, would you simply pray this prayer with me? Because if so, you can begin your brand new life today if you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. If you would, simply pray this prayer with me in the quietness of wherever you may be. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord Jesus, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent and turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, I ask you, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. You said in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. And Lord, help me to fulfill my God-ordained destiny for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 If you prayed that prayer for the first time, please do email us at jparker@afa.net. We want to send you some material that will help you to really begin to grow and grow strong in your walk with the Lord. Also, if you want to get an article that explains the Ten Commandments Project and all the different aspects of the project, simply email me, same email, jparker@afa.net. We want to get it to you. And I'm hoping every single listener will email us, because the fact is, every believer, we're called to aggressively carry out the Great Commission. And definitely that includes our children, our youth, and we all. This is one project that will help us to do just that. Victory, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Always an honor and a privilege. And we're grateful again to both Autumn and Charles for sharing those powerful speeches. I hope thousands and millions of people will hear their speeches and be blessed by them as well. And again, if you want your young people to get involved in the speech contest or any side of the Ten Commandments Project, let us know. We look forward to hearing from you. Again, my email, jparker@afa.net. We hope to hear from you. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.